and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm here with Arisbeth Ibarra Niebla.
So happy to be here.
Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about what you're working on at the University of Arizona.
I am a fourth year PhD student in the Environmental Engineering program. I work doing research, and I also have a fellowship with educators in here in Tucson, and we create like lessons for middle schoolers related to science and arid lands. And my research for my PhD, it's related to water and the pipes that transport and deliver the water here in Tucson, Arizona. That project is funded by Tucson Water. The goal of the program and my job is to create this automated system that can monitor both the water chemistry and the corrosion rate of the metal pipes, and then hopefully find a relationship between these two things in order to predict before pipe failures or pipe leaks happen. And so this can be replaced before we start losing water. My main goal is just to create the system and automate it.
Tell me why this system is so important.
In 1992, in Tucson, Arizona, there was a change of the source of water. Before 1992, we used groundwater. In 1992, we started using surface water that came from northern Arizona, and that water had different water chemistry. It was a good water, but it was just different, and it caused so many problems in the pipeline here in Tucson, Arizona. There were like leaks, and there were corrosion problems. There were a bunch of pipe failures. So now we're not doing that. Now Tucson Water uses surface water and it blends it with the groundwater just to have a harmonious water chemistry. But if there were to be another change in water chemistry, we want to be aware of it in case it affects the corrosion rates or the pipes. So corrosion affects any type of material that goes through a chemical reaction. So a chemical reaction that degrades, breaks down, maybe thins out the material. It's just the material is not the same after this chemical reaction. For some reason, it's weaker, has different properties. So that's what corrosion is. And in metal, corrosion has to do with mostly water and oxygen. So those are the oxidants that make the metal pipe become weaker or maybe thinner, and yes, not have the same properties as when the metal was new.
Now you're talking about being a fellow for the Sustainable Bioeconomy for Arid Regions. And this is looks like you're working with teachers and developing science lessons and experiments for middle school students. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I started as an international student here. At the beginning, I had to go to elementary school here in Tucson, the Quail Run Elementary School in Marana. And I had a teacher, sixth grade teacher, that I worked closely with for 2 years to create lessons related to also SBAR and also meeting the science standards the teacher had to meet for the Arizona State. And we created lessons and experiments. And now these last 2 years, because of COVID, I'm not partnered with a teacher anymore, but I'm still going to classrooms through Zoom on career days to talk about me and my career and my research. And also I continue creating lessons and experiments, but now for teachers everywhere that can download the lesson from the website, and also the worksheets and materials and videos.
In your bio, I see that you grew up in Sonora. What part of Sonora are you from?
I was born and I grew up in Guatabampo, Sonora, Mexico. It's a very small town and we have a beach. We're like on the Gulf of California. Our beach is called Guatabampito.
Nice. Gavian, so what do you plan on doing after you finish your PhD?
That is something I do not know at this moment.
That's okay. Do you think you want to still do something with science education?
Yes, I think I would always want to do something with science education. I have always been part of programs like this, even when I was an undergrad. And when I was living in Mexico, I was a calculus tutor, and I also taught science at a community center made for my university in Mexico for underprivileged kids. So I mostly taught during Saturdays or after school for kids who needed like extra help, maybe with math or science. And sometimes I also taught English there. So it's something that I really enjoy and I think is really important. It doesn't matter what I continue doing after my PhD. I think I'm always going to be involved in some type of science education.
So what have you been listening to lately?
Lately, I have been listening to a lot of Juan Gabriel. And I also like a lot of Los Angeles Azules. my husband and I like one of our songs. So that one, that group is very dear to my heart. It's called Amor a Primera Vista by Los Angeles Azules.
Arisbeth, thank you so much for your hard work, especially doing the research and working with the city of Tucson on the infrastructure. That is incredibly important, as we know, and great job on your efforts getting into classrooms and helping teachers with science lessons. We're super grateful that you spent time with us today on KXEI.